is Free Talk Live. It is yet another live Saturday edition of the program. We are here to take your phone calls about whatever you'd like at 855-450-FREE. Though tonight we're going to do something a little unusual and start the show out with a special guest. So if you do call in during our guest, if you have a question for the guest, obviously your call will be given preference. And then, of course, we'll get back to our regular format of you call about anything you want here in a little bit. 855-450-FREE tonight. We're going to be talking with someone who has been probably the most prolific of all of the people we've had on Free Talk Live, because we don't really have guests on very often on this show. If you've listened for a while, you know that to be the case. And there's one guy, I think, who above all the rest of all everyone we've ever had on has been on more times than all of them, not combined, but no. Than every other guest that we've ever had. He's Jim Babka, and he is from DownsizeDC.org. And Jim, you and I, we go way back, probably about a decade, over a decade.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's at least, yeah, more than, yep.
Back when the Harry Brown campaign was getting the ball rolling back in the year 2000 for his second Libertarian Party presidential campaign, back when the Libertarian Party actually gave a damn about principles, when they actually cared about the idea that we shouldn't aggress against other peaceful human beings. And you were the media man, basically, for the Harry Brown campaign, and I was a media person, and we kind of got together on that basis. And after Harry's campaign was over, you went off and kind of did your own thing, and you launched another organization, which ended up becoming Downsize DC. And ever since then, you've been very busily working to do your best to throw up as much against the wall as possible in DC in an attempt to use sheer numbers of people who are willing to take small actions, but a bunch of people doing small actions together with the hope of influencing things in the right direction in Washington, D.C. So before we go on with why we've got you on the show tonight, why don't you give us a little more about what Downsize D.C. is?
Well, DownsizeDC.org is the website. We have a tool called the Educate the Powerful, and every day we communicate with more than 32,000 people, telling them what the latest thing that Congress is up to, what their latest shenanigans are, or in some cases advancing an agenda that would help to bring about reform. And we believe that we should put pressure on these members of Congress, that we should withdraw consent from their bad actions and let them know. And we want to grow so big that they become uncomfortable. In fact, they start to shake in fear when they hear that DC downsizers are coming. So this is more about, you know, being able to give a movement that wants to reduce the size, the scope, the federal government, a voice. And the tool that we provide at DownsizeDC.org is called the Educate the Powerful. People take the information that we've given them, which often includes a sample letter on the issue at stake, and they craft their own, or they send the letter we've given them off to the representative and two senators using our system, which delivers the message in such a way that they know that they're hearing from constituents. Those messages are counted. We've seen where we can have victories in the past. And in fact, one of the things that, as you know, that I'm very, very excited about is we were able to announce this week that one of our signature pieces of legislation, something we drafted to begin to reform how Congress does business and force them to do less business, as it were, is the One Subject at a Time Act. It was introduced in Congress late last month. Hmm. It's the One Subject at a Time Act by Congressman Tom Marino of the 10th District in Pennsylvania, and we are going to be shortly announcing a second co-sponsor. So this is an exciting time to be a DC downsizer.
You know, this One Subject at a Time is, I mean, one of the reasons it's so great is who could disagree with it? So many times Congress will slide some arduous, nasty piece of legislation in on, I don't know, some bill to build a bridge or, you know, some budget thing or whatever, and people have no idea what's happened.
Yeah, we have specific examples of this, and some of them have inspired us along the way. There was childhood education provisions in Obamacare to buy some votes. There was a gun control provision put in an unrelated bill. We were inspired particularly by the fact that we woke up while Senator Bill Frist, the Republican leader, was still the majority leader in the Senate. Overnight, when a port security bill was passed, we woke up the next morning, after it was all over, to find out that he had managed at the last minute to get an internet gambling prohibition targeted at online poker players inserted in the bill. Real ID
wow.
Act had tsunami relief. It was in there. It was both of those things got stuffed in an emergency troop appropriation bill. And what happens is that because these bills are sure to pass, they basically get to carry along a bunch of things that would not survive if we truly had a representative government system. And so the idea that you were taught when you listen to Schoolhouse Rock growing up on Saturday morning cartoons, that somehow or other it was a majority that made this decision, it's just not true, and we need to change it back to that. This is the way the Congress operated. 45 states have either a law or a constitutional provision, more than 40, have a constitutional provision saying that there can only be one subject in legislation before their body, and Congress needs to get back to that simple principle.
Sounds like a reasonable thing to do. So people can go to downsizedc.org to get signed up, receive the Downsizer Dispatch, and be kept in the loop on how to help with these things. And usually helping means just going to the Downsized DC website, click a link in the email, and then essentially you've got an account there. Basically what your system does is it goes to each of the so-called representatives' pages and fills out their web form for the person.
This is the fastest and easiest way to write a letter to your Congress critter.
Right.
Yeah, we call it bathroom activism. You can do it with a few clicks of your keyboard and on your mouse, and you're all done.
I love that. But that's not the reason, you know, just to pimp Downsize DC here tonight is not the reason that we're having you on. You sent out an email this week to the downsizers that I thought was particularly interesting, because you're trying to bring people together who are normally not, you know, I guess strange bedfellows might be an accurate term. You're reaching out to non-believers, and you, Jim Babka, are a very devout Christian, from my understanding, but you're reaching out to non-believers, and Downsize DC is not a Christian organization because you work with another guy named Perry, and I guess he is a non-believer. So this is a completely non-partisan, not one-religion sort of organization.
Yeah, non-denominational, non-sectarian, non-creedal, whatever you want to call it, right?
Right, so you're reaching out. You've got this plan to, I guess, try to talk to Christians about the golden rule. And I guess what kind of precipitated this was the whole Ron Paul debate in South Carolina. And I have to say that since we talked about Harry Brown earlier, whenever I see Ron Paul on television in one of these debates, I envision this is what Harry Brown would have wanted to see, because I always, whenever I saw Harry Brown doing his third party debates, because they'll never let the third parties into the mainstream debates, I always thought, boy, it sure would be cool to see Harry Brown debate the Republicans and Democrats. And here we actually have someone who's very, very close to Harry Brown's viewpoints, on the national stage, talking about the ideas of liberty, which just, it makes my heart swoon when Ron Paul does that stuff, especially when he gets up.
Ian, I can't help wishing that it was Harry that was up there doing it,
sure.
Because as you recall, there was nobody better at this. He knew how to deliver a 30 or 60-second answer to every question, and he always smacked it out of the park.
He sure did. Ron Paul's pretty good, though, and I'll take him. So I've certainly given to the Ron Paul campaign and support. Every time he knocks it out of the park up there, I'm just so happy. Like when he says stuff like government is force on national television. I mean, that's worth a lot of money to me. So it was in South Carolina where Ron Paul started talking about the golden rule in its application to foreign policy, and it sounded like, and obviously they didn't show the audience, so you couldn't see how many people were creating this noise. You know, it may have only been a small amount, but it sounded large. A lot of people started booing Ron Paul when he was talking about very simple idea of, hey, treat your neighbor as you would want to be treated. Would you want to be treated the way that the U.S. government is treating these people in the Middle East, essentially? And people were booing him. And so you were kind of responding to that. What's going on?
Yeah, definitely. You know, there were two things I observed. If you notice the exact timing of the cadence of the whole moment, the boos started immediately after he said, we should have a golden rule in foreign policy. Pause. And the boos began. That's when they began. So he uttered the word golden rule, and something came out of them. And two, instinctively, I recognize that of all the states that we've had so far, this is the most Bible Beltish of all of them. This is a very conservative state. Bob Jones University is headquartered there. And so I thought, you know, these are Christians likely. These are church-going people that are booing, and that immediately set me to thinking.
Let's talk more about what you've got going on, because I think it's pretty exciting, and I think it's great because you're bringing Christians and non-believers together, which is, of course, one of the things that the Liberty Movement is great at doing, is bringing people who are of disparate viewpoints together for the same goal of, well, leaving people alone. More with Jim Babka here in a moment. 855-453 if you've got a question. Free Talk Live.
Get in the zone!
You can prolong the life of your engine and save by doing regular oil changes yourself, and AutoZone's here to help. Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Mobil Super conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter at the low price of only $15.99. See store for restrictions and details. If you've never done the job yourself, it's a good time to start. Change your oil on time and on your own with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to myfreesurvivalcourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival mini course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at myfreesurvivalcourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. Myfreesurvivalcourse.com. Myfreesurvivalcourse.com. Or call 866-505-7934. 866-505-7934. You'll be glad you did.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe. 100% amazing. Try liquid zeolite today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring us anything that you want. Live Saturday edition. Toll free number 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. So if you have a question for our special guest, Jim Babka from DownsizeDC.org, you'll certainly be given priority at this time because he's on with us, and we're going to get back to that conversation in just a moment.
Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about your New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the things happening around the world that are destabilizing. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, people rioting in the streets in other countries. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches. You can prepare the meals, usually they serve two or four, right in the package just by adding water. If you've got hot water, it's better, but in a crisis, you could just add water. They carry a 25-year shelf life. They come in stackable totes, make it convenient for you. Just put them in the garage or the basement, wherever it's convenient for you, and you'll be ready whenever, you know, say the snowstorm comes like happens out in Denver. There's going to be people cut off out there. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today. Request a free entree sample. Try it out for yourself. You just go to WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. Mention Free Talk Live when you do, and that way you can get a free sample. When you buy, use coupon code FTL, as in Free Talk Live, for no-cost shipping on any order. It's WiseFoodStorage.com, 855-FOODWISE.
Talking with Jim Babka from DownsizeDC.org. Also want to invite you over to our website, freetalklive.com, where you can get interactive in various different ways. One of them is the bulletin board system, where you can, it's essentially our forum. You can post to other Free Talk Live listeners there and get interactive with them. Plus, grab show notes as well when those are available over at bbs.freetalklive.com. DownsizeDC.org. Jim Babka is here. Jim, you are a very, from what I can tell, a pretty devout Christian. You're a guy that holds that particular belief system very near and dear to your heart. And you're the head of DownsizeDC.org, but as you said, it is a nonpartisan, non-denominational, non-sectarian organization. So there are people involved who are not Christians, like Perry Willis, who is one of the other guys that's pretty high up over there at DownsizeDC. And
yeah, let's be clear. I want to be clear. He's a skeptic. I mean, he doesn't even believe that Jesus actually existed. I mean, that's how different we are in our view on that. But we both agree that it's wrong to initiate force on other people. And that brings us together.
I love that about the Liberty Movement, that people who have different religious viewpoints, or none at all, can still get together and still work together on achieving more liberty in our lifetime, because we all understand that if we truly want to be free someday, then we have to allow others to be free as well. It's exciting, the project that you guys are embarking upon, and it's all predicated on the Ron Paul Ron Paul appearance in South Carolina, where he was booed for mentioning the golden rule when it applies, as it applies to, or should apply, to foreign policy. That kind of got you thinking, and what was it that you came up with?
Well, we had to have an internal discussion, too, about whether we wanted to go this direction. And I noticed in something that you just said, Ian, that you just gave a different version of the golden rule. It's a law of reciprocity, and that is basically if you want to be treated a certain way, that you first have to go this way. We know this from game theory. We know this from just about virtually every religious system. We know this from several philosophical systems. This law is about as immutable as gravity. So you don't need to be of a particular religious system. But it bothered me in particular that these are words of Jesus Christ. And because they're his words, they should have some weight with people who claim to be his disciples.
Right.
And so I began asking, why would they boo at the first instance of golden rule? Now, the thing that I came up with was there was a degree of cognitive dissonance. Basically, they're holding two conflicting ideas in their head. And to take this one step further, people who are following the Prince of Peace are the people who are in the Christian right or evangelical movement in this country are very active politically. And I'm going to make a very bold claim here. If it were not for them, if it were not for this class of people, we would not be at war with as many countries as we are right now. We would not be in the wars that we are in at the moment, in particular, which are targeted at Muslim nations. They have been the most active, avid supporters of the neocon movement. The neocon movement could not survive without people who believe inherently that we must be at war. Probably on behalf of Israel, but just because we generally have a war or a crusade of some kind going on against Islam. So we decided to go in and address this issue in a head-on way, in language that they would understand.
I would say that a lot of Americans would say, if one used the term crusade, they'd say, but there's no crusade going on here. Mm-hmm. However, I would bet if you talk to a lot of people in the Middle East about the idea of crusades, that they would say, absolutely, this is a crusade. And, if one's religion informs one's philosophy. I mean, hopefully your religion is your philosophy if you've got a religion, but it's at the very least it informs one's philosophy. And if one's philosophy is informed by one's religion, then there and one's philosophy is what drives one's foreign policy, then it is safe to say that, you know, to some extent, this is a couched crusade. If evangelicals are a voting bloc, and I would say that few would say otherwise, and that they, you know, on the Republican side, and the Republican side, say, is more, you know, interested in an aggressive foreign policy, then I can totally see why somebody would draw the conclusion that the United States is on a crusade against Islam.
Yeah, the culture in the Middle East is a very old culture, very different from ours. They have very, very long memories. They don't have this, although this is beginning to change, they don't have the same media we do and the same approach to life that we do. And so, you know, they basically think that, you know, the Christian West has never left. And so, this cognitive dissonance that showed up was actually a slight, you know, scratch on the conscience, a slight, you know, hey, how dare you use Jesus' words? I'm busy being angry at my enemy here. And so we've decided that we were kind of stepping in the breach and we would address this head on. So the piece that we sent out, very unusual for us, I quoted multiple pieces of scripture. It was an open letter, and it asked important questions too, even practical ones, such as, was Jesus Christ naive when he advocated this? Was Ron Paul naive? Did this not apply on a foreign policy basis? We tried to answer questions that may actually be going through people's minds. We've seen evidence that this has been discussed all over the internet now. We've actually gotten a lot of positive feedback, far more than I expected, actually, and very little negative feedback. Although I will tell you, in some of the forums where this is being debated, obviously there's some people who've been very resistant to it. But the feedback that's come to us has been almost entirely positive, and we've seen it reposted in several places. That was my goal. Let's start a discussion. I'd be happy to get into any of the particulars of it that you want to. But our real goal was to get this piece out there, which we call Booing the Golden Rule, and have people have a debate about it, have people have a discussion about it.
Now, where can people go to read your piece?
Right now, it's the featured piece at DownsizeDCFoundation.org. That's DownsizeDCFoundation.org. It also appears, it's linked from the homepage of DownsizeDC.org at the moment, but if they go to DownsizeDCFoundation.org, it's right at the top of the page.
We'll come back. You can stick with us for the whole hour, right, Jim?
Yeah, I could do another segment.
All right, perfect. Hang on. More with Jim Babka here in a moment. If you've got a question for him, 855-450-FREE. We've been critiqued for being harsh on Christians on this show, and I think that some of them really deserve some harshness.
I think it's a valid critique on Free Talk Live.
We'll come back with more. 855-450-FREE, because many of them have lost their way.
Sure. There are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, orgicillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes, whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95. are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, folks. Jason Lewis here. Did you know USA Today reports that nearly 20% of parents plan to take a second job to pay bills and support their families? Well, bravo. I applaud responsibility. But I have a far better idea, a way for you to stay home and earn that second income to pay bills or get ahead financially. I recommend starting your own internet-based home business through IncomeAtHome.com. They can help you start earning money fast. No selling soap, no cold calling, and no pressure. No matter your age, education, education or experience, you can do this in the comfort of your home. They provide the coaching and they bring potential customers to your home computer. You can literally earn money from your kitchen table. And you know, I recommend incomeathome.com to all of my listeners. So visit incomeathome.com and check out the $1,000 giveaway. That's incomeathome.com. Don't forget to tell them Jason Lewis sent you. That's incomeathome.com, incomeathome.com, incomeathome.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in, toll free, and bring up what you want. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, as every talk show website should be, but a lot of them want to charge you for their site. So go over there and enjoy. You can actually create the content of the site, submit things to it, and then other listeners can vote up or down whether they like or dislike them. The most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website, thereby giving it more exposure, making it more likely we'll talk about it on the air. Go to freetalklive.com and get interactive.
If you're interested in procuring camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, there's a website you need to know about. And, you know, every business needs its unique selling proposition. The unique selling proposition of ManVentureOutpost.com is service and value. They offer the name brands and the things you want as far as camping, hunting, shooting, or survival gear goes. Knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, much more. They offer it at prices that you've likely never seen before. I have several friends who are interested in these kind of things. They've gone on there. They were stunned by the prices at ManVentureOutpost.com. They're members in good standing, the Better Business Bureau. They're family-owned and operated. They've got prices so low, in some cases they can't you mentioned on the air, you can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. And, you know, 5% doesn't seem like a lot to a lot of people, but it's because these prices are already so low. Go over to ManVentureOutpost.com, check them out. Use coupon code FTL when you buy. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here. We'll take your calls, obviously, about what you want. We're going to wrap up with Jim Babka from DownsizedDC.org, because I think that what Jim's doing is pretty exciting. When I saw the email come out, I thought, wow, we've got to have Jim on and talk about this, because you're bringing non-believers together with Christians and presumably other religious people that might want to get involved in promoting this, the idea of bringing Christians back to what the Golden Rule is all about, or at least some of them, because it seems like a lot of them have lost their way and gotten involved in another religion, Jim. We've been pretty critical of Christians, a lot of Christians on this show. Obviously, there's still some Christians that adhere to the teachings of Jesus, but many of them have been very, very lost. And they've fallen in with another religion, that is the religion of the state. You were talking earlier about how they have cognitive dissonance due to two competing belief systems, and essentially that's what it is. On one hand, you've got them saying that they believe in Jesus Christ and they want to follow his example, but on the other hand, they worship idols like the flag, and they worship the military and the killing and the taking of life that they're doing around the world. There's some real problems there, isn't there?
There is. It is a big problem. And, what was important to us in this piece that we wrote, and one of the reasons I would recommend it to somebody who is not maybe as familiar with these topics as I am, having grown up in it and being a part of it, is that what we tried to do in the piece that we wrote here was take their concerns seriously. We tried to, address questions like, why is there a disconnect? We wanted to deal with, was Jesus being naive? It's really interesting. The Jesus' utterance of the Golden Rule comes from Matthew, and probably one of the most difficult passages in Scripture that even Christians themselves have a hard time understanding how do we apply these things? How literally do we take everything that's being said here? Because it's pretty strong. He used very colorful, extreme language in this particular section and very challenging ideas. But he was challenging us to listen to our enemies, to consider their concerns and treat them the way that we want to be treated. He even suggested going the extra mile with one of them or turning the other cheek. Now, we took seriously that, there is a role for government that's laid out in the Bible. It comes in Romans 13, a very famous passage, and it says that the power of government exists, that it's called a sword. Today we'd call it a gun. Or a bomb, and it exists to be a terror to evildoers. We could get into a whole discussion on what evil is, but immediately preceding that passage in Romans 13 comes this in Romans 12. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Now, I could go on, but the point was that we should, I think, and this is just being practical at the end of the day, but here it is in the Bible. Try to find out what it is that's made our enemies mad at us before going to war. Try to, if you can, to avoid it. Try to have a dialogue. And if there's something that you can do, course correction that you could have, maybe you weren't aware of, do that. And I think this is so vitally important because if you talk to most people in the country today, Christian and non-Christian alike, and you ask them about what's going on in the Middle East, they don't know very, very important, vital things. They don't know what was in Osama bin Laden's fatwa. Their declaration of war, as it will, where he basically laid out his case to the entire world and said, hey, here are our grievances. Here are the reasons we're upset. Most people don't know what those reasons are. None of them are the ones that you've been told on Sean Hannity's show, for example.
Sure. Wait, you mean it's not because they hate McDonald's and Britney Spears that it might actually, in point of fact, be because the U.S. military has been meddling and killing people over there for decades?
They hate our freedom.
Right. You know what? It might have been in an earlier draft, but it wasn't in the final. It wasn't in the published version, okay? And so, they don't know that. They don't know crucial distinctions within Islam. They don't know a difference between a Shia and a Sunni. They don't know the various factions within the Sunni. They don't understand the different interpretations. They don't understand, for example, the difference between a Persian and an Arab. And they don't understand our sordid history in places like Iran, that we've overthrown the government there, and that overthrow a democratically elected government, installed a brutal dictator who gave us better terms on oil, and that the people rose up in resentment and took over our embassy, which had been the headquarters of the coup just a little more than 25 years before. And so lots of people don't know these very, very important things, and we're saying, hey, you know what? We ought to try to find out what's motivating it first. That might be the most cost-effective, efficient, bloodless way we might be able to spare our own sons and daughters if we'd stopped and breathed and did that first.
So you're asking, Jim, for people's help in getting this particular essay out that you've written to Christians. It's, as you said, over at downsizeddcfoundation.org. And
yes, and I was wrong, by the way. It's the second link on the page at the moment.
Second link down is titled, Would Jesus Have Booed Ron Paul's Golden Rule for Foreign Policy? And in there, you get, you know, kind of deep into some scripture, and you really talk to the Christians in language that hopefully they can understand. But you're asking for non-believers to pass this link on as well as other Christians, to pass this link on to their Christian friends or family members that might have maybe been a little confused or a lot confused about what's going on in this whole situation.
Yeah, I think that what I've done, I'm trying to say this to brag in any way, but I think what I've done, because I'm a part of that culture and I understand that culture quite well, is that I've spoken to them in their language. I've spoken to them in a way that perhaps a non-believer cannot, either for credibility reasons or because they're not familiar with all of the ins and outs that might have been brought up there. I came in and spoke to them on their terms. I've agreed to be bound by the same rules that they would suggest I should be bound by. And so, in that arena, I've given them an answer, and it's a tool that you can use to begin to talk to them. And the benefits here are important for believer and non-believer alike. The system that you guys advocate on a routine basis here on this show, that Free Keene is advocating, that so much of the good movement up there in the Free State Project is advocating, is designed on the notion of the Golden Rule. It really is. It's the law of reciprocity. It's the law of I'm going to leave you alone because that's how I get left alone. I get my freedom by giving you yours first. I get my peace by leaving you, by trying to understand you. And so those are the things that we're, the Golden Rule is just so universal. It's so important. It's beyond one sect or one religion. We've got to bring this ethic to a lot of things. And the more it happens, you know, this is what I want to get to the point. I want to get to the point where the people who are abusing this, who work for the state, begin to feel shame working for the state and know that everybody around them is looking at them and saying they should be ashamed. I want them to feel that if the Golden Rule was a dominant rule in our society and people really tried to live by it, it'd be a radically different place.
Awesome. I really appreciate you coming on the show tonight, Jim. And again, people can go to downsizeddcfoundation.org to easily find this article. Again, it's called Would Jesus Have Booed Ron Paul's Golden Rule for Foreign Policy? Second link down at this moment, downsizeddcfoundation.org. And then, of course, you can also go to downsizeddc.org and get signed up for the Downsizer Dispatch and follow what Jim and the crew over there is up to. And, of course, I know you'll keep in touch with us, Jim. Hope to see you back up here in the Shire. Hope to see you back up here in the Shire sooner rather than later, man.
All right. I look forward to it. Thanks for this opportunity tonight.
Yes, sir. Keep up the good work out there, and thank you, sir. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number. You are welcome to share your thoughts on this matter, Christians losing their way, or whatever's on your mind. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Toll-free, 1-855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival mini course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here, 855-453. It's a live Saturday edition of the program, and as usual, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
1-855-453. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We've got a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. You like quick access to the streams and the podcast, just go to m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com.
If you're a cigarette smoker, there is a product out there you should try. It's called the e-cigarette, and there's different varying degrees of these e-cigarettes. Some are better and some are worse. And one of the best-made ones on the market today is Vaporsmiths.com's e-cigarette. It has a booster in it that allows you to get a better pull on the vapor. And the difference between an e-cigarette and a regular cigarette is e-cigarettes only contain nicotine. You're addicted to nicotine, not all those other chemicals in the cigarette. Those chemicals tend to be carcinogenic. And by some measures, the e-cigarette is 22,000 times healthier than a cigarette. And that's a big difference. Also, it's cheaper. It costs less. About less than half. 40 cartomizers, which is a cartomizer contains about as much nicotine as a pack of cigarettes. 40 cartomizers cost $70. You can't get 40 packs of cigarettes for $70 even in, like, South Carolina. I mean, you know, wherever the cheapest cigarettes are, you can't get them. You can get a free starter kit, which contains two e-cigarettes and a charger from Vaporsmiths.com. They'll give you the e-cigarette for free. All you have to do is buy 40 cartomizers. They'll give you free shipping and a free starter kit. It's a great deal. I mean, you'll start feeling better, being healthier, smelling better, and having more money in your pocket. You ought to give it a try. Vaporsmiths.com. If you don't have internet access or it's easier to make a telephone call, 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Use coupon code FTL to get the free starter kit.
All right, so we'll continue here and take your calls. 855-450-FREE is the number here. Let's go to ladies first. Rachel, listening in West Virginia to WVTS in Charleston. Rachel, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hello, guys. How are you?
Hi, Rachel. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I just wanted to give you guys kudos for bringing to my attention what's happening to our free press. I listened to your show 2 nights ago where you talked about that 178 countries were ranked, and we went from 20 to
47.
47.
That's right. The U.S. press freedom, the ranking compared to all the rest of the world. Pretty sad, huh?
Well, actually, it was so sad. I was kind of in denial, and I checked around, and I found out that, I mean, I was just kind of in shock, really.
Sure.
But 2 days ago, a man was arrested in Congress. He was trying, a reporter was trying to cover fracking and make
That's
a
right.
documentary.
Mm-hmm. And they didn't like his viewpoint.
Well, he was in Congress to cover the, and they took him out in handcuffs.
Sure enough, and we just talked yesterday about our friend Carlos Miller, who has been arrested in Miami for simply trying to photograph the police as they were rousting out the Occupy Miami folks. I myself have been threatened multiple times by the police for recording video. Our friend Jason Talley from Talley.tv is currently facing criminal charges for recording video inside a court lobby. I mean, it just never ends. There's no shortage. In fact, if you go to Carlos Miller's blog, Photography is Not a Crime, it's carlosmiller.com, there is no, I mean, he just, every single week, there's multiple stories about reporters either being threatened or actually arrested or having their cameras, you know, stolen by the police. It's just, it's happening everywhere. In fact, it's happening so frequently, it's not even becoming newsworthy anymore simply because it's so so common. Rachel, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing
from you.
We live
in a country now where the arrest of photographers and reporters is not news. For doing their jobs is not news.
Right, and we continue here with your thoughts and your calls. Let's go to Carl, listening to WBCK in Battle Creek, Michigan. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening. I wanted to commend your program theme this evening, and especially from the perspective of the Religious Society of Friends and the Mennonite tradition, which has been often overlooked in American history and this sociology and political science. What has apparently happened is that we have forgotten that Christ said, love your enemies, do good to those who despitefully use you. Not only have we neglected to follow that precept, but we have also ignored the other, another precept, which is to, which is this one: do good to all those, especially those of the household of faith. And this applies to
the household of what?
Build up to the civil war in Syria. There are millions of Christians in the Middle East, and many of them have found refuge in Syria for the last 10 years in the aftermath of the Iraq War and the Armenian genocide. And we have not even heard any discussion of their plight in the press, in any of the media such as the BBC and the other ones. Why
well,
is this?
It's hard to get press into Syria right now to give the, to give anyone's plight. But there's been some. Is it Nwestrian Christians? I don't know how to pronounce it. Or Coptic Christians in Egypt that have been, you know, really treated poorly since the, you know, since the overthrow of the Mubarak regime in, last year. So you know, I mean, these some of these things are true. You know, I see these things going on in Syria, and I say to myself, you know, what can we, you know, the collective we, what can we do about this? And it seems to me, rather than getting the UN was the Security Council was talking about going in there using force against the Syrian regime in order to get this to stop. It seems to me that it's the immigration policies of free nations like the United States which really are the problem here.
Right, these people could escape to this country if we actually had free immigration.
Right, if religious organizations could bring a boat over there and just fill it up with people that wanted to get the heck out of Syria and bring them here for a better life, I'm not suggesting you give them anything for free. I'm just suggesting giving them the opportunity to achieve the American dream, open up the immigration for these refugees. And you would see you'd see great results rather than having to employ the military to go in and, you know, you're always going to hit collateral damage, kill people. Like, I hate using the term collateral damage. Murder innocent people by using the military. Just allow people to escape there.
Yes. And we do have many relief organizations that are attempting to offer succor to those who are refugees in the Middle East. But right now, the imperative here is to prevent a repetition of the situation that obtained in Iraq, in which tens of thousands of Chaldean and Nestorian Christians have suffered immensely and have become, in a sense, refugees, many of them who were welcomed into Syria and were provided with livelihood, basic livelihood and security and freedom in Syria under the present regime.
Carl, I have concerns for anybody that's being oppressed around the world, and I think Mark's solution is a darn good one. Unfortunately, the political establishment isn't interested in hearing stuff like that. And I thank you for the call and bringing that forward tonight. 855-453.
It's not every day you hear the word sucker on the radio, is it?
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk to Earl, listening in South Carolina to WRNN on the Myrtle Beach area. Hey, Earl, you're on Free Talk Live.
When Ron Paul spoke the other night here in South Carolina, there were people that booed him over the Golden Rule, and I kind of got upset because most of these people were diehard Republican-like. You know, I try to keep an open mind, but I didn't thought we belonged in Afghanistan in the first place. They defeated the Soviet Union and the Taliban, and I don't know what our reason is for being over there anyway. I mean,
well, you could speculate. You could say that it's, it's for oil. You could say that it's for the military-industrial complex.
Strategic military location.
But it certainly doesn't have anything to do with liberty or freedom. And it definitely has nothing to do with the principles that Jesus taught.
Well, I'm more afraid I believe in, separation of church and state. And our forefathers, a lot of them, were Christians. All of them, I don't think, were, but they sure laid out the best plan there ever was. But I understand. I was stationed in Morocco. I've been stationed in Turkey. And from the military thing, we went to Turkey was to protect the oil uprising. And
for all the stationing that they've been doing with troops over all the years, the world doesn't have any more liberty because of it. That's for darn sure. I thank you, Earl, for the call and the thoughts tonight here. 855-453 is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. You don't spread liberty by the sword. You spread liberty by setting an example. Hour number two is next. 855-453, you take control. Free Talk Live.
VaporSniff's e-cigs revolutionized nicotine ingestion by bringing it into the 21st century. With VaporSniff, you'll enjoy all the invigorating nicotine with none of the nasty smoke. VaporSniffs are clean, efficient, and tasty. 4 strengths and 10 delicious flavors. Reds, classics, Turkish, menthol, strawberry, cherry, vanilla, coffee, minty mint, and cloves. Use coupon code FTL to get 25% off your first order at Vaporsniff.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.